Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin Bowling. So glad that you joined us on the broadcast today. I was reading an article just the other day that is somewhat connected to the story that we're going to talk about today, or the issue that we're going to talk about today. The article that I was reading the other day was found in ChristianPost.com, and it was an article that was talking about a new study or survey that was conducted. And the title of it said this: Christians who support same-sex marriage more likely to support other types of sexual immorality, data shows. And in the article then, a little bit further on down, they had a chart that was there, and they also gave some other information. Let me just read the opening paragraph. It says, new survey research shows that Christians who support same-sex marriage are more likely to hold permissive views on other sexual morality issues such as divorce and pornography, similar to the general population and far different from Christians who support traditional marriage. And one of the lines in the chart that's there then has a line that it says, is viewing pornography okay? Now, out of the church-going Christians who support same-sex marriage, the list there says that 33.4% of the people that took part in this survey indicated that viewing pornography was okay. I zero in on that particular line in this chart. And by the way, there was about 2,700 people that took part of that survey. I zero in on that line in that chart because that's the subject that we want to talk about today. We want to talk about the subject of pornography, which, of course, is rampant in our society today and is also a huge issue for people in the church. It's also many Christians are struggling with pornography. Well, there's a couple of ways that we can offer some help and some hope here this morning on the broadcast. One, we're going to be talking about a book and a seminar that's going to take place right here in Greenville. The book was written by Dr. Heath Lambert. The book is called Finally Free, Fighting for Purity with the Power of Grace is the subtitle of it. And it deals with this subject about how do you get victory over pornography in your life. And there's a seminar that's coming up, and that seminar is going to be held. We're going to play a commercial for it, by the way, in the midst of the broadcast, or at the end of the broadcast, you'll hear that. But that commercial will tell you more, a little bit more about it. But the seminar is going to be held at Redeemer Church, that's located out in Moore Duncan. And the church number there is 574-1661. That's 574-1661. It's going to be this Saturday, and it's about $25. It's going to be at 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And Dr. Lambert is going to be here doing that seminar. We're going to talk about that in just a moment here. Dr. Lambert is a executive director of the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors. He is the Associate Professor of Biblical Counseling at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary as well. Dr. Lambert, it's a pleasure to have you on the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast today.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Lambert, let me give you the start of the broadcast here to just give us a general overview about as to what your book is about. And maybe I could add to that, if you would answer this question, why this book at this particular time?
Yeah, my book is about helping people who struggle with pornography. And the reason this book at this particular time is because, as you were pointing out at the beginning of the broadcast there, this is an overwhelming problem that the church is confronting right now. I would want to say that the problem of pornography is the greatest moral threat the church has ever faced. It is eating us alive as our children, husbands, fathers, pastors are able to retreat into a secret, private place and indulge in adultery. And nobody has to know, it seems, for a while. And there are just countless lives and families and churches that are being torn to shreds by this devastation. Mm-hmm. And as I have sought to help people in my pastoral ministry and in my counseling ministry, I needed a resource that would avoid foul, filthy talk. It's common for a lot of books to talk in a real graphic way about pornography. I wanted a resource that didn't do that. I wanted a resource that was centered on the gospel of Jesus. And I wanted a resource that was practical. And I could not find, I think I read every Christian book about pornography, and I couldn't find a resource that did all three of those things. And so I wrote Finally Free to try to be that resource.
I was going to ask you what separates your book from some of the other books that are out there, but I think you've answered that in, interestingly, some of those comments, because in some ways, I think that people that I deal with, as I counsel as well, I sat in on some NENC training with Dr. Adams and so forth. I'm not NENC certified or Nuthetic Counseling certified, but I went through a number of the training courses that they had over there, and I do counsel with people in the church that I pastor as well. And when I am sitting with them, I notice that there is a tremendous amount of frustration, first and foremost, in the young men that I deal with, basically saying, you know, listen, I've tried all the things that all the books have told me to do, and I'm not getting victory over this. Is there something specifically wrong with me, or is there something wrong in the approach that I'm being told from the books that I have been reading? How would you answer that type of a question from a young man?
Yeah, I would say, and I mean, I've heard that exact thing countless times. And what I would say is that here is what we know. What we know is that the Bible is clear that there is power in Jesus Christ and by faith in him to be different. And so if you are not experiencing the change that Jesus promises, that change isn't perfectionistic change, it's not overnight change, but it's real change. And if you're not experiencing and have never experienced that real change, then something has gotten mixed up somewhere. Either you have been listening to some counsel in a book or from somebody else that wasn't what it needed to be, or maybe you haven't implemented in the right ways or understood all the things that need to happen in order to be different. But either way, let's start fresh. Let's start from the very beginning that as you trust in Jesus, he will, by his grace and over time, make you more like himself. And then let's just start to talk about what the nature of your problem is and where we can begin to apply the particular graces of Jesus to the particular problems that you're experiencing so that you can know real and lasting change.
Amen. It seems like so often the answer to pornography is always about what not to do rather than what the believer should be doing. I tweeted or sent out on my social media this morning just a one of the statements from your book. It says this: a living, breathing relationship with the Savior of the world will drive porn out of your life quicker than anything else. When you turn your eyes to Jesus, there isn't room for anything else in your heart because he fills it up. When you open the blinds of a pitch-black room, the sunlight drives away the darkness. It's very important, then, for people to realize that it's not just what you don't do, but what you do in your relationship with Christ, right?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, one of the things that my book does and the strategies that I try to put forward is to just give people really practical help about what to do next in their battle. And without making a big deal out of it, many of those strategies are my attempt to correct what a lot of people, I think, misunderstand about winning the battle against pornography. And one of the main problems that I've found is this that you've brought up. People make the fight about pornography, about all the things I'm not going to do. I'm not going to look at porn. I'm not going to have a computer that doesn't have accountability on it. And those kinds of things are good. We want to stop doing things, but the Bible is very clear that we don't just stop doing things. We start doing things. We don't just put off unbiblical, sinful beliefs and behavior. We put on biblical, righteous, Christ-centered beliefs and behavior. And the single most thing we can put on is Jesus Christ. This is why in Romans 13, when the Apostle Paul says, not in orgies, not in drunkenness, not in sexual immorality, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. In the Apostle Paul's conception, if you want to combat sexual immorality, the first thing you need to do is put on Jesus.
I often say the exact same thing in just going through expository preaching throughout the scriptures, that we're not just separated from something, but we are separated unto something, or rather unto somebody, the Lord Jesus Christ. And unfortunately, I'm going to pick on just fundamentalism for a moment, and I count myself as a fundamentalist, believing the fundamentals of the faith. But fundamentalism was very good at articulating things that we should be separated from, but not very good in talking about what we should be separated unto. And we have to learn that lesson, that it's not just we shouldn't be identified only by what we are separate from, but what we are separated unto. And if you only go halfway there, you're not going to have that power that is necessary that you talk about in the book here, Dr. Lampert, with having the power of grace to be able to overcome the power of pornography, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. There is, look, I mean, we have to be honest. Pornography is powerful. I mean, it must be. I mean, it has a grip on so many people. And what I want people to see is that if you are going to break the back of porn in your life, it's not enough to quit doing porn. It's not enough to say, I'm not going to do it anymore. You have to have power that is stronger than the pull of pornography. And the Bible teaches us that that power is the grace of Jesus Christ, who lived a perfect life to earn your obedience, and who died a brutal death to pay the penalty that you could never pay, and who raised from the dead to demonstrate his victory over sin and death and the devil. And without that kind of resurrection power from Jesus Christ, everybody who struggles with porn is stuck.
Amen.
But if Jesus is alive, and if we know how to lay hold of his resurrection power, then we are not stuck, and we can be free. And that's why I named the book Finally Free. Jesus changes the game in the battle against porn, so that people who were once feeling shackled to sin can now feel free in Christ.
Amen. So the ultimate goal is not just to be porn free, it's to have a vital, vibrant relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's the ultimate goal. And one of the byproducts of that is you'll not be looking to find your fulfillment or your identity in the things that porn offers to you. You'll be free to be able, free from doing that, because you'll be filled with the Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Lampert, let me just remind the listening audience that we're speaking with Dr. Heath Lampert. He's the author of the book Finally Free. He's going to be here in the upstate of South Carolina this Saturday. That's from 9 o'clock a.m. till 4 o'clock p.m. at a seminar that's going to be held at Redeemer Church. That's located in Moore Duncan. You can go out to their website. It's redeemerarp.org. That's redeemerarp.org. You can register for the seminar there. Or you can also call them. Their number is 574-1661. That's an area code of 864. It's 574-1661. Dr. Lambert, who's this seminar for?
This seminar is for people who struggle with pornography or for people who love folks who struggle with pornography and want to help them change. And so, in fact, that's who my book is for. There are people who are in a mess and feel like they need to get out. And I want to speak to those people. But there's also people who, there's pastors and parents and spouses who, church members who are aware that this is a problem in their church, in their home, and they would like to be of help to those who are struggling, but they don't know what in the world to say or do. Mm. And I want to speak to them just as much as the people who are in trouble.
Mm. Is there a radical difference between the counseling that you would do through as a biblical counselor versus what people would get through maybe even just what would be referred to as Christian counseling, where the person is basically using resources that have been adopted by the world, but there happens to be a Christian person who is doing it? Would the help that you're going to offer them be radically different than what they would find there?
Well, honestly, yes. I mean, there are. That's not to say that people who adopt an approach of Christian counseling or integration, that's not to say that they don't love Jesus, that they don't love the Bible and their own personal walk with the Lord. But it's been very extensively documented that people who are in the integrationist Christian counseling camp, they often do not, and in many cases are not even allowed to use, because of licensing requirements, they're not allowed to use the Bible or talk about the grace of Jesus in their counseling. Mm-hmm. And as Christians, we have to say with the Apostle Paul, I determined to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Mm-hmm. And so, so whether you call it biblical counseling or Christian counseling or whatever you call it, you have to go to someone for help who actually is going to be able to talk about Jesus and be able to do that intelligently. If what I'm saying is true, that Jesus provides the power to be different from a porn struggle, then whether you go to somebody who's going to talk about Jesus in the Bible versus someone who isn't is the difference between someone who's going to help you change and someone who is not going to be able to help you change.
Mm-hmm. There's four different sections to the sessions that will be part of the seminar on Saturday. Obviously, we can't develop them here, nor would we want to, because you're going to do that on Saturday. But let me just mention each one of them, and in the time remaining, if you would just give us a brief synopsis of what you're going to develop during that session, that would be wonderful. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay, the necessity of grace in defeating pornography. What will they learn in that session?
That is fundamental to change. That is what we were talking about, that if you're going to be different, it takes power. And I'm going to argue in that session that the power you need is grace. Grace is, when we talk about grace, we talk about a pleasing disposition, or we say unmerited favor, and that's true. Grace is those things, but it's equally clear in the Bible that grace is power. It is a resource that is available to you, and I'm going to spend some time speaking very practically about how people who struggle and people who want to help those who struggle can tap in very practically to God's powerful grace that leads to change.
Mm. Second one, the necessity of radical measures in defeating pornography. I think of the verses where Jesus said, if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out. If thy right hand offend thee, cut it off. Certainly sounds radical to me. What will they learn, the folks that attend the seminar, what will they learn in that second session?
Yeah, that's right. One of the most common mistakes that people make in fighting pornography or in helping those who are fighting pornography is they don't get radical enough. They decide they're going to be different, and they pray they'll be different, but then they do what the Apostle Paul says not to do, which is make provision for the flesh. And so I'm going to walk through again very, very practically and explain, if you want to cut pornography out of your life, here are the very specific steps you need to take and the very explicit things that you need to do so that you, as much as possible, limit your access to pornography.
Now, those first two sessions that we mentioned, I would probably guess that people in our listening audience would have been able to say, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I understand those two. These next two, though, I think are going to be come from a perspective that maybe they hadn't thought of before. The third one is the necessity of gratitude in defeating pornography. Speak to that, if you would, please.
Yeah, I'm going to argue and in that session that porn use is driven by lust. I want what I don't have. And I'm going to show how the Bible makes very clear in specific texts of Scripture that the opposite of lust is gratitude. And then I want to show very practically how you can nurture a heart of thankfulness that will uproot pornography in a way that leads to true change.
Mm. And then the final one says the necessity of humility in defeating pornography.
Yes, so one fundamental contention that I would make is that the people who look at pornography are arrogant people. Now listen, that is the most controversial thing I ever say about this topic. I get people upset with me every time I say that. But I'm going to take time at Redeemer on Saturday to show that the Bible is very clear in explicit texts that if you look at pornography, you are arrogant. And if one of the root problems of pornography is arrogance, then that means we need to combat it, and we'll combat it most effectively by nurturing a heart of humility. And so I'm going to explain again very specifically, very practically, how nurturing a heart of humility can help people be different in this area.
Would you take just a moment, Dr. Lampert, to just speak to maybe a young man driving in the car right now? This is a 50,000-watt station, so it goes across four states. People driving in the car right now and hear this and just hate themselves. He's been saying, you know, this thing has ruined my marriage, maybe. It's distorted my view of sexuality. I feel like I'm trapped by its power. I don't know what to do. Make the case, if you would, please, as to why a person like that would then say, you know, I need to be at this conference.
Yeah. You know, that person you're talking about is the person I think about and pray for. I pray for those people every day. They've been in my office, they've been in my living room, they've been in my church, and my heart breaks for those people. And I would just want to say to that person that I know what that struggle is. I've been in that struggle, and the Lord, by His grace, changed me. I know dozens and hundreds of men who've been in that struggle and have seen the Lord, by His grace, change them. And the thing I would say is you need to know, and what you've probably already figured out, is that you can't change on your own. You need help. And so what I would encourage is two things. I would say stop what you're doing right now. You pull off the road. You could go into your bedroom or shut your office door, and you could pray right now and ask Jesus for help. Jesus loves you. Pornography is one of the sins that He died to pay for. And if you draw near to Him and ask Him for help, he will never deny you if you ask Him in faith. And so get help from Jesus, and you can do that this second. The second thing is reach out to somebody else for help. You need to get connected with somebody who knows how to help people change. If you have an opportunity to get to this conference on Saturday, that'd be a great first step. And then after that, you need to find somebody who's a wise, growing Christian, who's further than you are down the line on these things, and get help and accountability from them, and maybe say, hey, would you get a copy of this book, and I'll get a copy of this book, and we can read it together and do something different to finally pursue Jesus' grace to be free.
Amen. Well, I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate you writing this book, and looking forward to the seminar this Saturday. Thank you so much for taking time out to give us a little bit of a sneak peek as to what you'll be talking about in that seminar. And thank you so much, then, for spending the time with us on the program today.
My pleasure.
Okay. That was Dr. Heath Lampert. He is, again, the executive director of the Association of Biblical Counselors, and he's going to be here this Saturday. You can go out to redeemerarp.org is the website, redeemerarp.org. You can also call the church if you'd like in order to register. It's going to be this Saturday from 9 to 4. The church number is 574-1661. That's 574-1661. If you want to help somebody who's going through this, here's your opportunity, a one-day seminar on this particular topic. And so this would be great for you to attend.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.